This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are the Mavericks stuck? And if so, when will Mark Cuban realize and do something about it? 877-881-1053. While y'all ponder that, we'll get into it in just a second. Sinclair has officially announced that the Fox Sports regional networks are being rebranded as Bally Sports. Now, that will not change any of the connectivity issues that y'all are having if you don't get Fox Sports right now. Now, Bally, from a pinball game called Ballyhoo, is a gaming company. And so Sean Shapiro is, he put out a note that I thought was pretty funny along with this is, imagine those Texas high school football state championship games coming at you sponsored by a casino gaming company.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, there's no morality in television, Kevin. Radio
or
is the
sports.
One that has is the moral compass.
Yeah. When do you need to bring that one back?
I wonder how tough it is to put a line on those games.
Oh,
coming
yeah.
up next, Southlake versus Westlake. Westlake by 6.5. Hurry up and get in your bets.
So when it comes to the Mavericks, and by the way, Donovan Mitchell is out tonight for the Jazz versus the
yes!
Mavs. He is in the concussion protocol.
In your face.
So he will not play tonight against the Mavericks, but
I didn't watch it. So did he get it against the Knicks last night? I know they played last night against the Knicks.
Yeah, and the thing is, they didn't start to suspect an issue until the morning after the game. So it wasn't an immediate thing where they thought, good, you need to be in, or you need to be in the concussion protocol. It didn't happen until the day after. So I'm not entirely sure what's happening there, but he is unavailable to play tonight versus the Mavs. In the topic of the Mavs. Now, Corey, you brought this up. Tell the audience more about your question. Like, what do you mean by the Mavs? Are they stuck?
Oh, I was listening to Choppy talk about this the other day, and he said, you know, the problem with the NBA, Mike, is everybody knows who's going to win, right? Like, you've said this many times. We know the Lakers. They're the best team. They have all the best stuff. They have the best player, and they have Anthony Davis right there, top five player with him. So he said that the Mavericks can only hope to be their ceiling is the Jazz. And that because the Lakers are in the way, they can only hope to be the Utah Jazz. And I don't know that they're there yet, but I also don't know what moves can be made to get them beyond the Lakers. It seems, and this was the problem that a lot of fans had with the Lakers for a long time, or the NBA for a long time, was that it just was, okay, you got these two teams, they're going to be in it, and I don't really care about it because my team doesn't even stand a chance. I got Dirk and a bunch of guys that he's running with. It doesn't stand a chance against Golden State. And so now we have Luka, and we're like, okay, can we get there? You have one superstar. And he threw out the idea that, hey, you're going to have to get a Donovan Mitchell-type superstar alongside Luka. And we've discussed this at length in order to hopefully get to the level of where the Jazz are right now. But you're still going to struggle with the teams you have. And I don't know if my question there is, does Mark Cuban realize that this team is that? Does he see that his team isn't even the Jazz yet, but still is going to be, you know, so far behind whenever they finally get to the point to where the Jazz are? And the Jazz have a lot of good players on their team.
Well,
I don't know that he realizes it because I think he thinks, I've invested in this draft, I've invested in that method, and we've been growing our own players, and we wanted to grow our own thing, not buy everybody else.
I'll say this. I think those are valid points. I think Luka's way better than Donovan Mitchell. I don't think Donovan Mitchell will ever enter the conversation for best player in the NBA. I do think he's a perennial all-star. Every year that he is healthy and in his prime, he is an all-star. So I bet Mark sees it as this. Luka can be better than LeBron James in 2 years. Will he be? I don't know. That's up to Luka. And it's up to how much does LeBron deteriorate when he gets close to 40, because he will be, and I think he will be this. He will be the first ever good player at 40 years old in the history of the NBA. Nobody's ever been good at 40. Dirk played at it. You know, you had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. There have been guys that have played at 40 years old in the NBA, but they were bad basketball players or below average. They were hanging on as at best role players on a team. It seems like LeBron is going to be able to get to 40 years old and still be really good. But I am expecting that Luka will be better in 2 years than LeBron. I don't know where Donovan Mitchell will be in the ascent of, is he the greatest player in the NBA? And I think that's where Utah is in a tough situation. Is they have a guy that I think is, Kevin, I'm going to stop here. I think he's borderline top 10 player in the NBA, but I don't know if he ever gets past that.
So you think 10 or 8 is like his ceiling?
I think so.
Okay. And so that makes the, because the difference between 2 to 3 to 8 is a huge difference right there.
But I see all the points. I think Corey made some great points that he made.
Can I say that I don't think he did before the season started, but I think
Mark.
But
because you were riding off of the bubble,
and
but
they
you reached
made,
your goal last year.
They made moves that I thought were upgrades. I did, but they were like slighter upgrades than maybe some would have wanted, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think he was like, "Look, we're obviously going in the right direction. We just pushed a top-notch team to the brink in the playoffs. Luka's trajectory is obviously probably better than anyone could have imagined. Let's make some tweaks, and then you're starting to see this year is not playing out the next phase. Because the next phase in the NBA, this is what should have happened. And obviously, there's still time. It absolutely could happen. The Mavericks finish maybe top four, top five. They win in the first round of the playoffs, and then they have a tough battle against one of the elite of the elite. Luka loses again, but him and the rest of the team learn a valuable lesson and they proceed to the next phase, which is championship contention. Right now, you're looking at will be one of the worst teams in the play-in tournament, you know, just record-wise. Now, obviously, plenty of time for that to change, but I do kind of wonder, and we were talking off-air about that article from the Bleacher Report about five things to maybe anticipate during the trade deadline, and one of them is the Mavericks cap-clearing go-for-broke trade. And I do wonder if the absence of these three players and the overall disappointing nature in which the Mavericks have played thus far accelerates the plan. Because, look, I'm of the opinion right now that if you don't really change anything, there's a good chance you're looking at play-in tournament.
You're out.
Yeah. You're still...
I don't think they'll be out when you look at 11... plus, if that makes sense. Because Houston, when they lost Harden, Houston would maybe be the 11th. Like, Sacramento's a bad team. I don't think they'll go to 11, is my opinion, with the bad teams at the bottom. Minnesota's a bad team. So I think they will, at worst, be 10th. That's my opinion.
So, but that doesn't fit the trajectory
of
growth. Now, I know this is a huge swing, and I don't really know how they would make it work. We've talked about names like Andre Drummond, which apparently the Mavericks don't like. I don't know if it would be, you know, DeRozan, Aldridge, our pie-in-the-sky dreams of Beal, LaVine, whatever. But if the Mavericks made a big swing like that and they started to surge, then you're back on track and you've got your second star, you hope.
Yeah, and I think that can happen. It's going to be interesting to see where the Mavericks go forward. They have time here. The great thing is tonight you get back three of your four.
Yep.
And I'm not crazy about Dwight Powell, but Dwight Powell tries 10 times harder than Willie Cauley-Stein does. Willie has more talent, but it doesn't matter if the talent's only going to try every once in a while. And so I think you get great effort from Dwight Powell for 10 to 15 minutes, and then you get Dorian Finney-Smith and Josh Richardson back in the starting lineup. And I think the great thing about that is that pushes most likely Brunson and Hardaway back out of the starting lineup, unless you want to go a little bit smaller. But that pushes – you're getting three starters back, and I know they're not going to play starters minutes because of their cardio, but it pushes Hardaway back to the bench where he belongs as a sixth man coming off the bench as a gunner. It pushes Brunson back to the bench as a guy who can kind of lead the second unit. And it pushes Willie Cauley-Stein totally out of, hopefully, the rotation forever, honestly, with my opinion of what I've seen. When we needed him to step up, he decided not to try very hard. So I do think this team has the potential, like Gavin Dawson said yesterday at 2 o'clock, to get all the way up to the 5 seed by the end of this. But, Corey, to your point,
you're stuck there.
It's you're a little bit stuck at like being like a 2-3-4, unless – and I know Luka can't go 50-20-20 – unless Luka does become as good as Jordan, as good as LeBron James, as good as, like, when you're talking about the five greatest players in the history of basketball, he becomes that good. And that's a lot to ask of Luka.
Can I ask both of y'all a question then? Do you think there's any part of the Mavericks that want these next 2 months to be a sprint to build up value for some of the players that you just listed, whether it's building up value for Brunson, Hardaway, Dodo, Powell, whoever, because you're sprinting towards that trade deadline and you need the value to get up because you're ready to make your move? Because making a move is the next logical step in making sure they're unstuck, because I see y'all's point. And look, I like Luka a lot, but expecting him to be Jordan now is too soon. People forget Jordan wasn't Jordan until a little bit down the road. He could put up eye-popping statistics, but it wasn't something that made his team win again and again and again. It wasn't until down the road, also when he had a running buddy, that they were able to win to match those eye-popping statistics. So I wonder if these next 2 months are about inflating whoever's value they can to make that move and get out of that trap.
It has to be. And, Kevin, it's the realization. It's like, you know, you loved Kraft singles for a long time, and then you bought Sargento, and you were like, holy crap, what have I been missing my whole life? You know, it's like playing on a PS4 and then going to PC and being like, holy crap, this is so much better. And I think a lot of people, Mark Cuban looks at it and he goes, man, I really like what I got. I have this 1991 Chevy Cavalier and it runs just fine. And then he gets into a brand new Chevy Tahoe from Platinum Chevy and he's like, holy crap, this thing's beautiful. That's what he has with this team right now. It's not as good as the other product could be. And once he gets to that point, then he'll go, holy crap, what have we been missing this whole time? Why didn't I just pull the trigger to make the real big move that we needed this entire time?
Now, here's the other hope that probably Cuban is banking on, and I don't think it's going to happen. Porzingis becomes Anthony Davis. He becomes a top five player in the NBA. And now, I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm telling you from Cuban's perspective, he is banking on that this is a slow start from Porzingis because of the injury, and he's coming back. And by the time we get to whether it's the end of this year or early in next year, Porzingis turns into Anthony Davis, arguably the best big man in the NBA. And I think that's a lot to bank on, because right now, Porzingis, in his short Maverick career, in his 50 to 70 games, whatever it is for the Mavericks that he's been on the court, I can't remember him taking over a game in the last 3 minutes. Why are we one of the worst offensive teams in NBA last year? Like, as bad as the worst teams in the NBA? Because if Luka doesn't do it, we have nobody else that can take the ball and do it. And when you think of Dirk had Nash early in his career. He had Finley early in his career. There were three guys that could take over a game late to get you to the Western Conference Finals. And then this is also banking on Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban went out of that plan. He regrets it, and I understand. But then when Dirk, the second generation of Dirk's team, he had eventually Jason Terry that could be like, here, win the game for us in the last 2 minutes. Dirk is struggling a little bit, or Terry's hot. Like, we have no Jason Terry on this team to help out a Luka. We have no Jason Kidd. And I know it's a little bit different because Luka does play the kid role. But it's like, we have nobody else who's like this veteran ball handler that knows exactly where everything should be at the right time in the right moment. So I agree with Corey. We are transactions away. And I don't know how many, Kevin, but we are transactions away, not one move away from making this thing a championship contender.
Now, speaking of ball handlers, did you see that Jamal Murray was fined $25,000 for his attack on Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Nice. Congratulations, dude. That's the
I
way
thought
it
you got
be.
A one-game suspension for that, even if it's in the playoffs, because as I recall, Jason Terry did that and David Stern decided to screw over the Mavericks and just suspend Terry for a game. So if you do it in the playoffs,
maybe that was just his MO is to always screw against, over the Mavericks in the playoffs.
Oh, it was.
Maybe it's against COVID protocol.
Without a doubt, that was part of in his five in 2001. His 5-part plan was this screw over the Mavericks, mm-hmm. this and this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.